Hello out there in the land of drumming. You guys have reached Jeff Indyke, and this is actually a tremendous, tremendous honor. I've actually, right, reached my fifth segment, which basically, right, I'm going to grace you guys with on drumradio.com. Thank you, Rick Kiss, for inviting me, right, up here again. It's always good, right, to be invited back. And got some real cool things to tell you about. I wanted to tell you guys, right, first off, if you guys have any questions about the segments, I'm trying to get a grip right upon the schedules of the order. I'm pretty much in control of that. You guys are right to call me anytime. It's cool at 516-263-9782. And stay on until the end of the segment, and I'll tell you right about some of the work I'm doing up on Danny Britt's website. I'll tell you about that at the end. And ways right that you guys are right could find out some other cool things that I'm doing. So let me go to work. Time to go to work, as they say, or time to go to school. Very cool to be here again, and here we go, all right, with the idea for today's sound segment. Okay, so we'll actually officialize this as Bonham's Up, segment number 5, take 1, Heartbreaker. Now, what I'm going to be doing, all right, with this segment is a little bit different. I had, when I actually did the first season of my television show, season 1, I did 5 files on Bonham, and I kind of took the Heartbreaker feel a little bit different. So I'm going to give you a little of that, and also a little bit of some of the original feels. I'm going to go more off a feel here than anything. Now, the first attitude that I want to talk about is this theme. This theme, I read, is very universal. It's got like a lot of potential, and I'm going to develop that potential today. One and the two and the three and R-E. One and the two and the three and R-E. Now, one of the main things, all right, that Bonham, all right, was really, really good at was his attacking, all right, that E of 4. This is going to be the main strategy. And 1, 2, 3, and E. 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 Now, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but I changed the right to polarity from 1, Now, I'll get to that a little bit later, but if you guys are right, remember my custard pie segment last time, all right, you'll know right that that's where that kind of came from. Now, let me go back to that. That's kind of interesting that that kind of came out of me. Now, as far as the feel, now, I want you guys, all right, to, if you're working, all right, on the idea, create the main fill sequence, all right, that I'd like you guys to do. It says, cut through the idea 3 measures, and then on the 4th measure, create your own fill, sort of your move there. So, sort of use your imagination. I'm going to give you guys, all right, a little example. Here we go. Here we go. Ah. You'll notice, now that this is going to be my next thought, because I'm going to kind of build on this rhythm, that one and two and I like to write the doubling. Now, there's 2 ways to write that I like to double this. One is more, I guess, of an authentic triple. If you guys are right, had studied it right out of the Common and Pieces Realistic Rock book, you'll know I like to quote this idea a lot in a lot of my workings. It basically kind of values itself as one zeppetam. I fragment the idea a little bit later, but in tonality, right, with the rhythm. Thank you. kind of playing around a little bit in that Al Miller role style today. Just came off, right, literally, right, of finishing, right, the my drum education show, the third season. Today I actually finished to write the last film, so I'm kind of grooving along, kind of combining some genetics, some mutations. Going to be doing a lot of that also, too, as time goes on. So that, I want to show you something, right, that's interesting, because if you want to take, right, the attitude, you see that press there? Got that, right, from Steve Gadd, but a little more, right, like my Uncle Mel, I'd say. But the idea really is I'm kind of right pressing that. Now you'll notice, right, that last time I attacked the right that symbol, and that's more the way that Bonhamerette would do it. Now, I'm really building just on this one idea today, and I want to talk a little bit about Ian Dub. Now, if you guys already remember, right, my immigrant song segment, I especially right in the Bonham style. See there, right? I'm now adding the Bonham Ian Dub for and the one. So it has a little bit of a different element sound-wise. Recently doing some Cobham sort of influences. You can hear a little bit in some of my linearizations. Now, the Ian Dub can also, too, be attacked. Now, this is right where it gets interesting, because if you remember the immigrant song, and I hope you guys already download these ideas, pull them off of the internet if you can get them on onto CD, listen to them over and over again. If you have the collection right of the whole seasons, and these are going to be throughout the seasons, I like that idea. I like that idea a lot, that you guys, if you can download them and then study them. But if you remember The Immigrant, you'll know, right, that I jumped on top of the Ian Dub. One. And I'm going to do this right here. And this is a little more Motown, maybe. And the one, and the two, and the three, and it reminds me over kind of a little bit, right, of a Burn Up Purdy. There, what I did, and this is really, really interesting, Don Famularo once said at one of his clinics, and I love that quote, it's the space between the notes that kind of makes the beauty of the music. I left a little space there on the one by boom. Now, by leaving out that dot there, it kind of right almost sort of lagged the one. I like the feeling because it's a little looser. Now, by the way, that linear movement that I'm kind of doing, I just came off of recording a whole series of Cobham-type files, and, you know, that movement is basically based off of mobilizing in groups of two. So I'll have to cover that somewhere along the line. But keep in mind the rep that you go to two drums, another two drums, another two drums, another two drums. And that's that, you get that sound. I'm kind of grouping them in triplets. Now let me get back, all right, to the study. Whenever I come off of a television show, I'm always really hyper. So I'll settle down, though. And I think, right, there's also going to be a part two to this Heartbreaker. And the other thing, too, is I'm going to do a DVD segment. I'm actually doing a DVD segment now, which you guys will probably catch a little bit later. My last thought on this idea is and this will be perfect end to today, for today's segment, is talking right about the Motown, I wanted to add an E and of three. Now, there's two ways we're going to do it. We're going to do it as it's indicated with the four E. And the one, two, three, and one, two, three, and one, two, three. Notice the relationship of two and two. Or the E and four. I think or this will be a perfect ending. Perfect, perfect ending. Now, as I said before, right, first off, right, if you guys are right here in New York, and I hope, right, some of you are, right, you can definitely catch the Jeff Indyke Drum Education Show. Now, which season, right, I'm in season three now, and I'm actually airing the show, right, in both Nassau County and Suffolk County. If you guys, right, give me a call, I can actually tell you, right, the exact times and the schedules, because I'm not sure when this will air, whether we'll be in season three or four. But so you guys can contact me, and I'll let you know when you can see the show and where. And my number, actually, again, is area code 516-263-9782. You guys are, I can also, too, write me at Post Box 563, Plainview, New York, 11803, if you'd like to actually get on my mailing list, putting together some newsletters for some things. And biggest thing, all right, I'm working on, all right, is a lot of stuff with Danny Britt. And if you guys are, right, go up, too, Danny Britt, DannyBritt.com/Jeff.htm. You guys are right to see right all my different things right that I'm doing up there. I've got a whole lot of articles and things, and Danny and I are actually co-writing some things. And matter of fact, we're going to be released in a couple of big publications pretty soon, and very excited about that. I wanted to thank him also too for his tremendous help in the transcribing end of things. And well, anyway, this is Jeff Indyke again, and Bonham's Up continues, and thank you very much, Rick Kay, right, for again another wonderful invitation, and I felt the right I did the right little plan today, and I think right as the segments go, we're going to do more and more of that, and I'm going to actually get ready now, right, and kind of do that DVD clip, so you guys will hopefully see that a little down the line of the Heartbreaker tradition, and very good to be here, and hope I didn't break anybody's heart, but see you guys soon. Thanks.